We welcome Priscilla Shira to 100.5 FM. Hello, Priscilla.
Hey, Derek. How are you?
Great. Fantastic. What a privilege to speak to you.
I'm so glad to speak with you as well.
It's such an honor to speak to you. You're an author, a motivational speaker. You're an actress and evangelist. Wow. Is there anything you don't do?
There are lots of things that I don't do because I've got to raise three sons over here. So that's what I mostly do is feed kids.
What a good mother. We saw you in the movies like War Room and I Can Only Imagine. And now the new movie is on its way, Overcomer. Let's speak a bit about the movie. What is it about without giving everything away?
Yes, Overcomer really centers in on a 15-year-old girl. She's a high school student that really is struggling to discover her significance and value. She's having an identity crisis, like so many of us do for so many years of our life. This is her. And she's been abandoned by her parents, so she's got that piece there, too, that compounds the emotional sort of distortion that she's feeling. But then you have a coach, a high school basketball coach. He has placed his significance in his job. And when his job is stripped away, he's got an identity crisis going on because his significance was wrapped up in something that was taken away. As the story goes on, you find there's even another person who's having their own identity issues, and all of their lives converge together into this beautiful story that really presents the theme to the audience of where do you root your significance? Who or what have you allowed to define you? Because if it's in something that can be taken away, like success, or a relationship, man, you're going to be devastated and decimated when those things are gone. But if we all anchor who we are and our value and significance in who God says we are, well, that's something that can't be taken away from us no matter what happens in life.
Wow, that's quite important. When we look at your vibrant personality on stage, and I've looked at a couple of YouTube video clips where you do evangelism and so on, is there something of that vibrant, bubbly person reflected in your character portrayed as Olivia Brooks? And what would that be?
You know, I would say that she's probably just a little bit more subdued than I would be while standing on a platform speaking to thousands of people. So she's a high school principal. She's quite professional and polished and buttoned up and sort of put together. But what I love about Olivia Brooks, this character, is that she doesn't let the fact that she's in a professional environment keep her from being interested in the lives of people that she encounters every day. So you see her having conversations with other people, particularly Hannah. And instead of just talking about the A's and B's and C's of school, she actually, it's almost like she's asked the Lord to give her an opportunity to read between the lines of the conversation, to see below the surface, and to have an opportunity to really talk to somebody's heart and ask them how their life really is, and then give them an opportunity to be encouraged in her presence. So that's what I love about Olivia, is it didn't matter how professional she was, there was always opportunity to really relate to the deepest parts of the people that she was in connection with.
When we look at Christian movies, they're often stereotyped. And many people say, nah, it's not worth looking at. But we've seen you in War Room. Wow, what an excellent performance there. Now, Overcomer. And the question I have here is really, is was there an increase or a bigger demand in the performing of your role?
You know, I would say that because War Room, because Elizabeth Jordan in War Room was such an emotional role, there were lots of times where I needed to be very emotional about faith in my marriage and sort of thing. This role didn't require that much emotion from me. That emotional weight is on Hannah, the main character, as well as another gentleman in the film, a couple of others. Mm-hmm. So it didn't carry as much emotional weight. But as always, especially because I'm not a trained actress, I have so much respect for those that have chosen this field as their craft because I get how much of a responsibility it is. Difficult it is to actually look like you're not acting. So it's not something you sort of stumble into. But I did take that seriously, and I hope to kind of come across in a way where people won't see Priscilla. You know, if they know me from ministry or from books or from a platform, they won't see Priscilla, but like in War Room, they will see that character and be able to relate to her.
When we look at Overcomer, obviously there's a personal connection as well. What is your most important take-home message from the movie Overcomer? We've spoken about what it's about, but is there something different that Priscilla Shira is taking home?
Yes, I was reminded even as we were filming the importance of making choices and decisions in your regular daily life that align with the truth, not the way we feel or not our past, not what's happened to us. In other words, we are not defined by what we feel. We're not defined by behaviors that we've done. We're not defined by the opinions of other people. Those things may be true that may have happened to us, or we may feel this way, but that's not who we are. And I think that that distinction has to be so clear, because you can always make choices and decisions and live in alignment with who you are, no matter what's happened to you, no matter what your past entails, and no matter how you feel. Wow. I think it's so important for me as a wife and a mom and a woman. It's just reminding myself that every single day I get to act like somebody who knows she's enough because God says she's enough. Can you imagine how much that adjusts choices we make throughout the day? Simple Absolutely. Things like whether or not to tweet something, or whether or not to insert myself in something, or whether or not to accept an invitation to something. Am I doing this based out of insecurity and fear? Or am I doing this based in the truth of the fact that I don't have to do it to receive the applause of people? I am enough as I am because God says I am.
Overcomer, the movie, is not just a movie, and that's what I like about especially the Kendricks movies, but many of the other Christian films as well. There are so many resources available before and after. And that's one of the things that I also want to touch on. You are also an author. There are books, amongst others, The Armor of God, Fervent, which is about prayer, then 90 Days with the God Who Speaks, and so forth. There are many other books. But there's a new book also that coincides with Overcomer. Tell us a little bit about Radiant.
Yes, Radiant is specifically designed for a young woman, or I like to say young women, or the young at heart, because many of us still need this message about identity.
I love that.
And it's a very personal one for me, because I got to kind of go back to my teen years and early 20s to chronicle some of the hard things that happened, some of the funny things that happened, and how God really used them all to speak identity into me, to help me to stop trusting in the approval or disapproval of other people, and that having any weight whatsoever on whether or not I believe that I'm valuable and significant. And so I just chronicle some of those things in a way that, and some of the principles from Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, where the Apostle Paul, you know, trips over himself trying to remind us of who we are as sons and daughters. I chronicle those things in this book in a way that I hope will be a blessing to seasoned believers and older women who maybe have thought of these things before but need a reminder, but also young women, particularly since the main character in the movie is a 15-year-old girl. We thought what a great thing it would be for a 15-year-old or a 20-year-old or a 25-year-old to be able to grab a resource like this one to help them grapple with some of the realities that they're going to see in the film.
Is that the only resource that is available, or are there other resources also, Bible studies and those kind of things?
Many others. There is a book and a Bible study for women. Then there is another book and a Bible study that's geared toward young men. And then the Kendrick brothers themselves have written an adult book and Bible study for men and women that want to dive more deeply into this topic.
Wow. That's just amazing to see how it's not just a one-time message, but a long-lasting message which you can apply in your life. I'm assuming that was the aim with these resources.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then, Priscilla, a final question that I have to ask you. Funny moments during filming, maybe some bloopers or something that you'd like to share with us?
You know what? I have to think about that. That's interesting. I haven't been asked that yet. One thing that comes to the top of my head is being in the heat of filming something. Alex Kendrick, the writer, director, he also acts in one of the main roles as John Harrison. And we were in the heat, he and I, of just filming a scene. We were maybe 9 or 10 takes in. We're trying to get it right. And I didn't even hear myself call him Alex right in the middle of all of my lines. I just called him Alex and kept right on going. And then I saw the weird expression on his face and I couldn't figure out what the problem was. And everybody started laughing, cast and crew, and Alex started laughing, and it took me a while to catch on to what had happened.
That's very funny. Priscilla Shara, thank you so much for speaking to us here at 100.5 FM. It was awesome to get to know you a bit better.
Thank you so much for taking the time.